Hello and welcome to another edition of the Ultimate Brew Ship Podcast. It's Ryan Roos today, just me for today. Gonna hear some of my thoughts on Dortmund's performances as of late, in addition to my suggestions for what I think Dortmund needs to do to get back on track. There's quite a bit to talk about. I'm gonna try and get it done as quickly as possible. Hopefully it won't be too critical and there will be some good points to balance out with the frustration, but I think it's pretty fair if we're all a little frustrated with what we've seen lately, but I'll get into that. I want to start with something good that we could talk about. Dortmund in the Champions League, we have officially won our group, and right now I think that's the kind of the bright spot for Dortmund. You know, we our group was a competitive group, a tough group. I wouldn't say we were guaranteed to finish on top, but I certainly expected to finish on top, or preferred to finish on top, obviously. You know, we I think both Lazio and Zenit were competitive clubs, as well as Club Brugge, but I think Dortmund in that group is the most talented, the most skilled group, and they're really, in my mind, I think finishing on top is the way I envisioned that the group stage to go for Dortmund. So just to touch on that, we drew with Lazio about a week and a half ago, and that set us up to clinch. And when we beat Zenit this past week, a come-from-behind victory, no less, that clinched the group for us, and I'm content with that. I'm happy to be moving on to the next stage, but I'm also glad that we were able to finish where I felt we should have finished, on top of the group. So that's pretty good. It'll be interesting to see who we draw next, but nonetheless, survive in advance, and if we get a tough matchup, we just gotta make the best of it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's in store for the Champions League. But now to the more concerning performances from Dortmund. I want to talk about how we've looked in the Bundesliga lately, and it's pretty clear, I think, there's no doubt that we are missing Erling Haaland. Like, we are struggling to score goals in volume, something that had not been too much of an issue so far this campaign, and with Haaland out due to injury, it appears that is really having a negative impact on our attacking mindset, because we're not getting the ball into the scoring areas, and Haaland is someone who I've talked at great length about how he occupies a lot of space on the pitch, and he is someone that defenders, whether he's got the ball or not, they always have to be on the lookout for him. And with him off the pitch, I think it does make it easier for our opposition to defend us. We're a lot more limited in how we can attack. You know, Haaland is big, he is fast, and he is deadly with his strong left foot. And so with him out of the picture, you know, there's a limit to what Dortmund can do on the attack. You know, we can't just throw balls in deep and send, like, Marco Reus to try and body a defender. Like, it doesn't work like that. I'm glad we're seeing some of Moukoko. I'll talk more about him later, though. I think he could be playing a bigger role in our attack. But I've also been very impressed with what I've seen from Giovanni Reyna. You know, he's very technically skilled, and he's one of the best passers on the team by far. He and Sancho, I think, to me, are just phenomenal at finding players and setting up goals. And in Haaland's absence, Reyna has stepped up and scored a couple of goals for us, and I think that kind of came as a surprise to me. You know, there's plenty of goal scorers in Dortmund's lineup and on the squad, and so I don't know if I necessarily expected Gio Reyna to be the go-to guy, but lately he's been the go-to guy. His form has been phenomenal, and it's great to see a youngster like him kind of embracing the challenges that he's embraced. You know, he's not afraid to go for goal, but he's not like careless in his efforts. Like, he is calculated, he's decisive, and he's surprisingly clinical, I'd say. You know, I'm recording this just after we got absolutely manhandled by Stuttgart, and I think Giovanni Reyna was the main bright spot for Dortmund in that matchup. You know, I was a little disappointed with what I saw from Marco Reus. I'd like to see him more involved, but it's not like there weren't scoring opportunities. We had plenty of shots on target. We just couldn't find the back of the net. And I know Mo and I had talked about a couple weeks ago how if we want to win games, we need to find the back of the net. Like, if we're taking as many shots as we are and only scoring one goal a game, that's not going to cut it. And today, we were absolutely exploited with our lack of clinical finishing, and it was frustrating to watch. You know, it wasn't a fun game to watch, and by the end I was kind of like, what the hell is going on? Like, this is not how we should be playing. Like, we should have no problem scoring goals. And it felt like a lot of what we saw last year, where we get into the final third and we've got the numbers, but we just don't have any movement. There's no rotation, there's no, you know, quick runs, there's no 1-2 passing. It's just we stall on the attack. And our one goal today came, of course, on more of a breakaway opportunity. You know, Giovanni Reyna made a run in behind the back line and took a first or one touch, and then just his finish was actually just world class. Like, I don't know if that's like something that he's practiced or not, but his first touch and then just the absolute beast of a finish in tight like that was beautiful. And I'm glad someone on Dortmund is being aggressive and is making those runs. And it's just, to me, it's surprising that it's Giovanni Reyna. Like, he's not someone who's got a lot of size or who's going to body defenders, but he's using his space and his technical ability to his advantage. And that's something that I personally am a huge fan of. I love watching it. But outside of Giovanni Reyna, I don't know if there was much that I enjoyed about today's match. You know, we just couldn't finish. And that's a problem. You know, Bayern is not going to waste opportunities when they're scoring goals. There's a reason they win titles so many years in a row. It's just, they aren't, if you give them an opportunity, they'll convert. And Dortmund right now, they're struggling to convert on their opportunities. And you know, I'm not expecting like 8 goals a match, but one goal, come on, we need to be better than that. And we were not better than that today. And this isn't the first time. You know, a week ago, we drew with Frankfurt 1-1. And prior to that, we lost to Köln 2-1. So it's like, might have been even worse than that. It's frustrating because we have so much skill in our attacking, in our midfield. Like, there's no reason we shouldn't be able to create quality chances, and we're struggling to do that over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I think, like I said, a lot of that stems from Erling Haaland being off the pitch and out of the equation. But I've said before too, we can't rely on Erling Haaland to be our only source of attack. Like, if Erling Haaland is the only way we can score, excuse me, then I don't know if we're gonna have much success, because eventually someone's gonna be able to defend him. And you know, when he's not on the pitch, they don't even have to defend him. And it's frustrating to see so much talent go to waste. And I mean, you know, I'd like to see more on the attacking side, but there's also more I want to talk about schematically. Like, we're reverting back to that 3 at the back, or that 5 at the back, if you want to call it that, where we've got the 3 central defenders and then the 2 wing backs who kind of rotate between the midfield and the back line. And the more I watch that, the more I doubt it. Like, I'm not a football manager, but I know Lucien Favre is, and I know he's a good manager. So it's kind of mind-boggling that he's still experimenting with this kind of outdated and like alternative tactic that hasn't paid dividends. And I think today too, you know, watching today's match, like, Stuttgart they were running with a 3 at the back as well, but they had adjusted their midfield a little bit, so they had 2 strikers instead of 1, and Dortmund only had 1. And I just don't think we do well when we have 3 at the back or 5 at the back and only 1 striker. And it's been a problem this season, and it's going to continue to be a problem in my mind until we switch things up a little. You know, I don't think that putting Marco Reus up top is the best way for Dortmund to win. And I especially don't think it's the best way for Dortmund to win with Erling Haaland off the pitch. Like, when you've got Youssoufa Moukoko on the bench, like, he didn't get much playing time today. And that's kind of another point I want to touch on. Like, I feel like in a matchup where you know you don't have Erling Haaland and you know you've got this exciting young talent, like Giovanni Reyna, an exciting young talent, he's seeing a lot of playing time lately. But Moukoko, even though we know he's exciting, we're not seeing a lot of him. Today, he was subbed on in the 85th minute, and at that point it was 4-1, and like, I mean, I would have pretty much agreed with anyone who said, yeah, there's really no point in bringing on subs now. Like, if you're going to substitute someone on to score you goals, you got to do that and give him time to score goals, you know? Like, if you if you've got this player who's a bright star, who's like young, who's got a lot of talent, and you're not going to let him kind of use his talents and skills until well after it's too late, then what's the point of putting him in? And it's interesting too, because he got on the pitch and he was clearly having an impact. You know, he's got great speed, he's got pretty good vision, he's still young, he makes like kind of youthful decisions and sometimes they cost him, but like, I don't know, if it's too risky to bring him in earlier, then don't bring him in. And in my mind, I think it's far more beneficial to have him on the pitch than to have him on the bench or something. Like, he clearly had an impact when he was out there, and aside from being offsides on the pass from Reyna that ended up resulting in a goal that was disallowed, like, I thought Moukoko looked pretty solid, and I thought he provides a spark, you know, and right now Dortmund desperately needs a spark. Like, we can't deny that the players just look a little out of it. Like, with the exception of these individual moments where we see, like, Giovanni Reyna pulling a world-class finish out of nowhere, like, there's not much of a spark right now. There's not much clicking on the attack for Dortmund, and I think Moukoko kind of provides that extra spark that we need, especially with Erling Haaland sidelined for the next few weeks. Like, when you're missing your best striker, you can't afford to not play a striker. And Dortmund today didn't play a striker until the 85th minute. And if you're trying to score a lot of goals, you typically can't do that in only 5 minutes. And it's frustrating to me that we're continuing to, like, settle, I guess, for like, whatever it is that we're running schematically. Like, we could do so much more if... I feel like, I guess, we could do so much more with Moukoko on the pitch than with him off the pitch. And I personally think he and Giovanni Reyna could work really well together. Like, Giovanni Reyna and Erling Haaland, they complement each other very well. And I think Moukoko and Reyna would complement each other very well too. You know, in the brief 5 minutes that Moukoko was out there, he and Reyna were definitely, like, on the same page. Their chemistry was very clear from the moment that Moukoko stepped onto the pitch. And I think, like, we need to take advantage of that. And I don't quite know why Lucien Favre didn't bring him in. I don't know if it's that he doesn't feel he's ready, but at a certain point, like, whether or not he's ready, I feel like you've got to give him a chance to prove that he's ready. And I don't think 5 minutes is a great or fair chance to do that. And in my opinion, I think in those 5 minutes, he still did prove that he's ready. So I hope that we can see more of him in the upcoming matches. You know, the schedule, I said a couple weeks ago that our end of November and December schedule looked pretty favorable, and that we definitely had the potential to win all of our matches. And now I'm sitting here and it's like, we're dropping points just on a weekly basis. You know, we dropped 2 points against Köln, or I'm sorry, 3 points against Köln, 2 points against Frankfurt. And then we dropped another 3 points today at home against Stuttgart. And that's just, to me, that's inexcusable. Like, there's no reason that Stuttgart should be beating us 5-1 at Westfalenstadion. Like, there's no excuses for that. And on one hand, like, we weren't very defensively sound, but I personally don't think that's our biggest issue. Like, it doesn't matter how many goals we concede if we're only going to score one goal anyway. Like, if this game was a close game, I'd be willing to talk more about why we need to play better defensively. But this game was very briefly a close game in the first half, but the entire second half was just, it was all Stuttgart. And despite, you know, getting the ball into good attacking positions, we had nothing to show for it. We almost had a second goal, but it was ruled out for offsides. And I don't think that goal means much whether it's allowed or not. Like, losing 5-2 or losing 4-2 to me isn't the issue. Like, the issue is that we're not scoring goals and we have elite goal scoring talent. And I really think that when we run this like three at the back, five at the back. I really don't know what it is. It's a defensive formation that doesn't make sense, and it clearly isn't conducive to quick counterattacking football. And Dortmund needs to play quicker counterattacking football. That's when they score their goals. Mo and I have talked about this for well over a year now. We look the best when we use our pace to our advantage. And when teams get ahead on us by more than a goal or two, like, we don't really get that space to use our pace to our advantage. And we need to be using our pace to our advantage from the start. Like, we can't be wasting talent. And that's what it kind of felt like we've been doing these past couple weeks. And I know these next two matches, we have Werder Bremen on Tuesday and Union Berlin on Friday. In my mind, those are must-win matches. We have to get 6 points out of those matches if we want to continue to compete for titles in the Bundesliga. And the team that we saw today did not look like it was ready to compete for a Bundesliga title, but it also didn't look like the team we saw play against Bayern, 3 weeks ago. And the team that showed up against Bayern, granted they had Erling Haaland, but they looked ready to compete for a title. That was a fantastic match. Like, there's no reason that we can compete with Bayern, but then look completely lost against Stuttgart, against Frankfurt, against Köln. Like, there's no excuses for that. And this is a team that has a lot of talent. They have a lot of skill. Like, it's kind of frustrating. It leaves me scratching my head. Like, what more do we need? And at that point, I don't think you really have a choice but to look at the coaching staff. And I hate to just jump on the whole bandwagon of get rid of Lucien Favre, like, especially in the middle of a season. Losing a coach or a manager in the middle of a season, I don't think that usually works to a team's advantage. But I think it's fair to question the decisions that Lucien Favre is making, and specifically the formation decisions. Like, with our personnel, there are better ways to utilize our skill and talent, and that starts with starting with a better formation. Like, just run your classic four at the back. Like, keep it simple on defense. And maybe I would not be opposed to running two strikers, especially when, granted, right now it's kind of hard because we only have one true striker that is healthy, and that's Moukoko. And if we're not going to use him until the 85th minute anyway, then it's useless to run two strikers. But there's no reason we can't utilize our top talent, and we're not doing that. And to me, that's kind of what I think is right now causing problems. Like, we can talk about how, like, oh, Stuttgart played well today, this and that, but none of that compares with how poorly Dortmund played and how poorly Dortmund was prepared for this matchup, I guess you could say. I just don't understand what the thought process is that leads to just not letting your only healthy striker onto the pitch until you're down 4-1 in the final 5 minutes. Like, if you don't want to start Moukoko, that's fine, but I don't think there's a reason to keep him off the pitch for that long. I know he's young, and maybe it's, like, to protect him from injury, but, like, as much as we can't afford to have him get injured, we also can't afford to continue to drop points, especially at home against teams that we should win, that we should beat. And I think we're going to have to see some changes over these next 7 days, because we've got two matches coming up over these next 7 days, and we need to win both of them. And I don't think we're going to be able to do that without Moukoko getting more action and getting more involved. I'm very excited about what I've seen from Reyna, and I'm hoping we can adjust the formation to just, like, can we cancel this three at the back, five at the back? Can we just cancel that? Like, can we leave that in, like, the 1990s or something? I don't want to see any more of it. I even if it works occasionally, like, I feel like there are better ways to keep your team organized in the midfield and to create opportunities for quick counterattacks, and I don't think this three or five at the back is helping that at all. We've got so much talent in the midfield and on the attack, and to see it wasted because we're running these bizarre formations is really frustrating. But all that being said, it's It's only December. We still have the holiday break ahead of us, the winter break. There's plenty of time to make up ground, but that needs to start on Tuesday. We can't leave any question marks out there. We really have to prove to ourselves, I think, against Bremen that we're more than ready to compete for a title, and that means an onslaught of goals. Like we can't afford to go win that game 1-0. Like, sure, that'll get us 3 points, but we need a confidence boost. We need that spark. We need something to carry with us moving forward. And like, maybe if it's a gritty, hard-fought 1-0 victory that is kind of like an emotional win, then okay, that might do it. But I really think a 4-0 thrashing is something that would help the team a lot more. And I don't think it's very unfair to ask or to demand that we put up those kind of goal numbers in these next two matches. You know, Bremen's, they're a good squad, but they're by no means at the same level as Dortmund. And I think this year they've actually been struggling a little bit more. They're at 13th on the table, and they've only won twice. Dortmund is now falling to 5th, and we're 6-1-4. But there's at least 6 points that we left out on the pitch over the past 3 weeks. and I just... Really 7, because that draw we very much should have won against Frankfurt. I'll give Frankfurt credit. They played very well that game, and that was actually like, that was a good match. Like, it's a frustrating draw because it's a team that you should beat, but it was well played by both sides, and it came down to we couldn't finish. But you know, like, Stuttgart they're on a hot streak right now, and we had a chance to kind of put their hot streak to an end and put our cold streak to an end. And of course, like, in the midst of all this, we're still playing in the Champions League. Like, we came off of a win over Zenit the other day, and we need to carry that momentum into the Bundesliga as well. Like, beggars can't be choosers. So I guess right now we're kind of in the stance where we're beggars and we can't be like greedy and try to win every match. But I still firmly believe that we had a very favorable schedule following the end of November and heading into the winter break, and we haven't taken advantage. And you know, title winning teams, they take advantage when opportunities are presented to them, and that's something that Dortmund isn't doing very well over these past couple weeks, and that's something that's going to need to change, and change dramatically. So you know, we've got good opportunity this week to change that dramatically and pick up 6 points. I don't know how much that'll bring us closer to Leipzig at the top, or Bayern, because Bayern will probably be at the top because they still have a match this weekend, but and Leipzig already clinched their points, but we need to do our best to get closer to them. Like, right now we're sitting at 19 points, Bayern's at 23 and Leipzig's at 24. Bayern hasn't played yet. They could very well be at 26, and I don't think it'd be a good position for Dortmund to be in if we're down, you know, 7 points heading into the break. And so as much as we need these next 6 points over these next 7 days, like, we need Bayern to kind of falter a little bit, and we need Leipzig to falter. And you know, these, relying on other teams to make mistakes, you can avoid that when you don't make mistakes yourself. And right now Dortmund has been making too many mistakes, and that's where, you know, we're kind of at the mercy of Bayern and Leipzig right now. Like, they're in a much better position than we are, and we could be in a much better position if we capitalized on our own opportunities. But other than that, like, before the season, we talked about how we didn't expect to win a title this year. We just wanted to compete, and we still have a chance to compete. We have more than enough time to catch up and compete, so I'll end on that note. I'll stay optimistic. You know, we've got two very winnable matchups over the next week, and I think we'll come out and win them. I'm a little concerned after what I've seen these past couple weekends in the Bundesliga, but I'm going to stay optimistic. I'm going to put my faith in Lucien Favre, I guess, or if not in him, in Giovanni Reyna and Youssoufa Moukoko, because Reyna has been stellar, and I can't complain about him. I'd like to see a little more from Royce and Sancho, but you know, you can only ask so much of so many players, and certainly I can't ask any more of Giovanni Reyna right now. And I'm hoping to see Moukoko. I think, actually, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to go ahead and predict that Moukoko scores his first Bundesliga goal and becomes the youngest ever to score a Bundesliga goal either Tuesday against Bremen or Friday against Berlin. Both of those matchups are must-win, and in my opinion, in any must-win matchup, until Erling Haaland is healthy, Moukoko has to see at least like 45 minutes on the pitch. And I think if he sees 45 minutes on the pitch, he'll score a goal, especially against teams like Bremen or Berlin. Although I will say Berlin has been, they've been a little scary this year, so I don't want to overlook them. But there's really no reason we shouldn't beat them. And especially, there's no reason we shouldn't have Moukoko out there, because I think he's essential in ensuring that we beat these teams. But we'll see what Lucien Favre has in mind. Either way, hopefully you guys are coping with the struggles lately a little better than I am, but got to stay optimistic. Thank you guys for joining me. I wish there was more to talk about, but I feel like at this point, we're all kind of on the same page. We want to see more from our better players, and we want to see more of our better players and less of three or five at the back. We want to see better football, and I think we're going to get there. I just hope it's a lot sooner and not after the holiday break. Like, if we can get some positive momentum going into the holiday break or into the winter break, I think that'll help us out a lot coming out of the winter break, especially with Erling Haaland set to return shortly after the beginning of January. So we'll see what happens. And until then, keep our fingers crossed. Heja BVV, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening.